Book 3, Starbella Goes to School. While you listen to the story and follow along with the captions in the picture book, you'll know it's time to turn the page when you hear, "Please turn the page." The story begins on page 2. Chapter 1, Believe in Me. A big, important day arrived for Starbella. It was the day for her to start kindergarten. She put on her favorite clothes, jeans, a shirt, and brand new shoes, all with stars on them to match her sparkly, happy mood. Her mommy put her hair up into two ponytails with pretty star barrettes.
"Looking pretty,"
said Daddy. Starbella was so excited and anxious to meet new friends and play new games and learn so many new things. She made up a little song to show how happy she was. "I've got such a happy feeling. I clap my hands and I start to sway. Everything seeming so exciting. I dance and sing. I'm feeling happy today. As I laugh and I sing, I know I can do anything. There's so much to see and explore. Mommy and Starry rode to school in their car. Starry hummed her happy traveling tune. Mommy and Starry walked together to the classroom, where they shook hands with the teacher, Miss Meredith, who seemed awfully nice.
"That rhymes,"
thought Starry.
"Nice, Miss Meredith."
"Bye, Starry,"
called Mommy.
"Have a nice day."
"Welcome, Starbella,"
said nice Miss Meredith. Miss Meredith continued to greet each child as he or she arrived. Please turn the page. Upon entering the wondrous room, the children saw toys, books, paints, easels, musical instruments, computers, and more. There was even a tiny bunny named Boom Boom hopping all around. What would their first day of kindergarten be like?
"To start off this very special day, I'd like you to stand in a circle around me,"
said Miss Meredith. Turning and seeing all the eager faces looking up at her, she continued.
"I'm so looking forward to getting to know each and every one of you. How about you? Do you want to meet your new classmates?"
Yes.
The children answered, giggling and sneaking peeks at one another.
"I can't hear you,"
joked Miss Meredith.
"Do you really want to meet your new classmates?"
Yes.
The children shouted, laughing.
"Well then, it's time for you to learn a song called Hello, Glad to Meet You. How do you do? Here is what we do,"
explained Miss Meredith.
"While I sing, I will walk around the circle to shake hands with each of you. When I come to you, please call out your name. Then shake the hand of the person to your left, and then the person to your right. Then we'll all sing together. Ready?"
"Yes!"
The class cheered.
"Welcome to this brand new day.
Josh,
Malia,
LaFisha,
Julian.
How do you do?
Class overheard Starbella saying very softly,
"You can call me Starry for short."
She wanted that to be her school name. When the circle broke up, everyone was still laughing and joking, shaking hands and saying, "Hello!
How do you do? That was fun,"
thought Starbella. "Please turn the page." But some things at school did not go as well for Starry as she'd expected. She had trouble following the teacher's instructions. When Miss Meridice taught the children a new dance, Starry moved the wrong way. When Miss Meridice asked her to put a toy away in a box and a book on the shelf, Starry put the toy away, but couldn't remember what to do with the book. Starry was confused and suddenly felt scared and sad. The boy in her class named Julian pointed at her and yelled,
"Baby!"
The other girls played games together but did not answer her when she talked. Starry felt so left out.
"What about me?"
she wondered. Had all the kids bounce balls against a wall and catch them, Starry thought it would be more fun to take her ball and run. Again, she didn't understand the rules. Julian said,
"Look, Starbella is a baby!"
And everyone laughed. Finally, it was recess, and Miss Meridice said,
"It's time to go outside and play.
Please turn the page." When Starry got outside to the playground, she saw so many wonderful things. There was a long sliding board, a tall jungle gym, and even a sandbox. But best of all, Starry saw the biggest swing set she had ever seen. So Starry ran to the swing set just as fast as she could. She swung back and forth, higher and higher, until she floated into the land of her imagination. She started to sing. Stars again. Starry didn't know it, but the other children had heard her singing and wished they could hear more about her beautiful dreamland. The bell rang and recess was over. Starry hung her head and forced herself to walk back into the classroom. Her sad tune filled her mind. There was Julian again, yelling,
"Baby!"
Some others joined in. They shouted. Starry felt so alone, hurt, and afraid that she scrambled under a table and looked out. A big tear poured over her eye, and her eyes did not shine like stars anymore. Please turn the page. What did Starabella see from under the table? She saw children laughing and playing. But she also saw Xandrina, sitting alone in her wheelchair, just watching as the other children played. What did Starabella hear from under the table? Above the beautiful melody of children's laughter and happy talk, sometimes Starry heard harsh sounds.
"Don't play with Elizabeth. She's ugly. I don't like her,"
shouted Malia. And to Josh, Emilio said,
"Jeremy can't play with us. He's not like us. He's not a friend.
Jeremy's not like us. Jeremy's not like us.
Others chimed in. Please turn the page. Miss Meridice saw and heard some of the same things Starabella did. But right then, she had something more urgent to deal with.
"Where's Starabella?"
she asked.
"Has anyone seen her?"
Miss Meridice sounded frantic.
"She probably ran away,"
said one.
"No one would play with her,"
said another.
"Julian called her a baby,"
said still another. Now everyone, except Julian, felt guilty.
"We must find her,"
said Miss Meridice.
"Please, class, everyone look for her."
The children scurried everywhere, looking outside, in the playhouse, in the bathroom, behind the piano. But no Starabella. She was nowhere to be found. Now everyone, except Julian, felt so worried. As for Starry, she felt safer under the table than out in the classroom, where she didn't feel like she fit in, where everything was confusing, and children treated her as if she were doing something on purpose that would make them be mean to her or ignore her. So there she sat, with all the love she had to give and all the feelings and thoughts she wanted to share locked up inside herself. She stayed in there, in her own world, closing imaginary doors all around herself, one at a time, leaving only a tiny gap open for a sliver of light to shine through, which was her desperate hope that someone might peer through into her world. Starry wished so much that she could have a friend to play with. Not knowing she could be heard, she sang out to the other children.
Thank you.
Suddenly, a hush fell over the classroom as the children stopped to hear the beautiful music coming from under the table. They hurried over. Starry looked up and saw two shining, caring eyes. They belonged to the girl named Tomiko. Tomiko gave her a shy smile that said,
"I understand."
Since you see, Tomiko was shy and often felt lonely too. And then through that sliver of light, she extended her hand so that Starry could grab hold. And slowly, cautiously, Starry stepped out into the classroom with the help of her new friend. The touch of Tomiko's hand on hers caused a tingling warmth to pass through Starry all the way to her heart, where her feelings were. And the warmth spread all over her like a protective jacket. A little glow began to form inside her, where before she had felt empty and cold. Tomiko said shyly,
"I believe in you, Starry."
Starabella's eyes shined like stars. So did Tomiko's. The other children formed a circle around the two new friends.
Yay! We found Starry! She's okay!
Please turn the page.